We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Here we are, another day in paradise, and I mean it when I say it, my friends. I love it. 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. What are your top stories? Day number three, Trump trial. Will he get a fair trial in New York?
Oh, man.
It's right. So funny, I can't even ask the question with a straight face. Of course he won't.
No.
They're picking jurors right now. This bozo of a judge already let one or two in that clearly showed a bias toward Trump. One, they knew they had like it on social media celebrating his loss.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
No bias there, right?
It's crazy. It really is. Anyway, we got to move on because we have our special guest, Carl Zalek, in the house, Marion County Commissioner. Carl, how you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
It's like I said, another day in paradise. I can't complain. The good Lord, the blessings keep coming, whether I deserve them or not, thankfully.
Well.
You know, Marion County's made a lot of strides past few years. I mean, you helped to spearhead this thing. I'm talking about all the litter. I mean, it used to be people were, I don't think they were purposefully doing it, maybe some were, but I think people were stacking their pickup trucks full of garbage bags, and as they're cruising down the road, they lose one or two. Well, you get more than a couple people doing that, you got a mess. So what do you say about
all
that?
You know, we've had this problem, and you know, you and I have talked about this many times, the ridiculousness. You know, Greg was the one that I think even mentioned. He's in the drive-through line, and someone threw out something like a diaper or their fast food, and it's like, come on, y'all.
Right.
I mean, how ridiculous is this, you know, and this cultural mentality? So we've been working not only to talk to folks and educate people in general, but through our litter awareness, we're really working in the schools because, you know, when those kids spearheaded recycling at the end of the day, they're the ones that a couple generations ago made the difference,
right.
And helped people to recycle now. It's a consciousness of sorts, right?
Right, just
and,
like and, when we were taught about litter and all the ads they ran, and it made a difference then.
And when you learn about those things, you don't just, you know, grab your Mickey D bag and throw it out the window. I mean, you know, but it's kind of come back around. So we continue to do that, but we're also in the schools and you know, this idea of just throw it away. We have this great mascot going around educating kids, talking to folks, and they're really liking it, and it's enjoyable, and just throwing that simple concept about throwing away and no horsing around in Marion County. And if you do, we're going to bust you. So when we have those commercial issues, when we have people dumping in the Ocala National Forest, working with the Florida Wildlife Game Commission and all these other folks, we've busted commercial dumping and continue to make sure that happens because just like anything else, we don't want we had that roofing case where somebody did a job just south of our community. Drove through the Ocala National Forest, dumped a couple tons of roofing material off the side of the road, and then went back to their house in Jacksonville. That stuff can't be tolerated. So we're working both angles to really make sure that you know, folks have a beautiful place to live. And you can also join in by adopting a road with you or your organization. We have, whether it's the mountain bikers or the communities like on top of the world, people are adopting the roads, and it's making a big difference around our community.
I like it. I like it. So you've got upcoming events related to that, and people can, to find out more, the easiest thing is go to marionfl.org, right? All right.
Yes.
No horsing around. National Emergency Telecommunicators Week. I think you touched on this a little bit last time, but a little bit more thanks and gratitude toward those folks wouldn't hurt, right?
You know, it's one of those things. I did put it back on here just because as this month we celebrate the 911 communicators, I just don't think they get enough credit. And they are this first line of defense in our first response, whether it's fire, sheriff's office, or anything else. And these professionals take that first report. They get 911 quickly. Remember, if you know one of these folks, and if you don't, Come on by, do something. Bring them some cookies, whatever you want. But just remember these folks as you call 911, and whenever you have that emergency, they're real people, and they love this community.
Yeah, well, and that's, you know, things like large fires being reported and have to be dealt with. So kudos to Fire Rescue while you're talking about them. And they had a large one to deal with recently, right?
Yeah, and so after the meal, Michael received a call from the Fire Chief Challenge coin and was proudly promoted. And then we had this large fire through multiple sheds on a building property in Southwest Ocala early Monday morning this week. So we rushed down, of course, our units to the Southwest 22nd block shortly after 5 a.m. All the folks were there, the crews, and they observed the 5,000 square foot storage building that was on fire. So this is, of course, a big building, and they began to attack it and got it under control within the first hour. Again, as we talked about it last time I was here, and even this time, between saving the woman and these other things that happen, sometimes you leave the tools on and all the other stuff. But one thing that scares me, I think, the most is please make sure you have that, as we talked about, that fire plan with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Fire plan to see how those things work, an escape plan if something happens. If you don't ever talk about it or practice it, it won't happen in a time of emergency.
Little kids tend to run in the closet or hide under the bed. Scary, scary stuff. And then this Darth Vader-like character comes in their room with a breathing apparatus. And they're scared to death. And that's why you talk to them. You educate them. You can show them, you know, videos and stuff like that. And that way, God forbid, should the unthinkable happen and your house is on fire, you've got a plan, like where you're going to meet outside, you know, by the flagpole or whatever.
Absolutely. And that carbon monoxide is a dangerous thing. It gives you this sense of that lack of oxygen. It gives you this
sense. Well, you don't smell it. You just fall asleep.
Right. And you know, small kids, like you said, hide in some spot. It's hard for our guys. You know, you talk about getting around a kid's room and you can't see 2 foot in front of you.
In the dark and smoky.
Right. And it's not like it looks on TV.
Mm-hmm.
It you cannot see the person in front of you 2 feet. So we also have these really cool dual mode smoke alarms that are available to our residents. So even if you cannot afford it, please contact
fire and carbon monoxide.
Yeah, right, please contact marionfl.org, as you said before, this time /or/ fire rescue and get one of those for your family, whether you can afford it or not. It's important.
Run for the springs.
Yeah, we got this event coming up. Grab your coworkers in running shoes and
don't
join
grab
us
your
for
coworkers.
Okay.
Just politely invite them.
Politely,
HR
yes,
gets
sir.
Involved.
Thanks.
In HR,
yeah, forgot. Thanks, guys, for the reminder. No grabbing, just pulling. What can you
suggest?
Suggesting? Yeah. Cajoling.
Yeah.
We'll figure out the right word. And come on down to the springs.
Threaten.
The event starts Saturday, April 27th, 7:30 at Kearney Island, beautiful recreation area. Will be a great time down there in Ocklawaha on Lake Weir. The trail is unpaved, well-groomed, and ready for you. Also, marionfl.org, run for the springs. Check it out.
What's this I'm hearing about a Marion Insider Guide coming soon? Because it's, I guess, insider info. I don't know about it.
Insider info, yeah. So this is a cool project that I've been working on with our tours development team. And we're going to be giving sneak peeks to some of the areas in our community and some really cool tips, insider ways to navigate the great outdoors in our community.
Do you narrate it?
Yep. And I'll be
really?
On there. Yes, sir. My cowboy hat ready to go.
Love me some Carl Zalek there.
Stay tuned to this release. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're starting off with Gypsy Gold Farm, one of the top places to visit in Marion County.
Wow, they discovered gold there.
They did.
As in?
Egyptian.
Egyptian gold?
No, just kidding. Gypsy gold.
No, gypsy gold. But the gold is in them there horses.
Horses, yes, right. Sir.
That's what you were supposed to say. Come on, we practiced this earlier.
Oh, man, one day I'm going to get my lines.
So this is going to be a series of videos.
So we got Gypsy Gold and Horse and Hound. We're going to be talking about some destinations, and we're going to talk about some food, some great eats in Marion County. It's awesome.
Ooh.
And we'll give you the insider tips and the Commissioner Zalek.
Sounds delicioso.
Love it.
Yes, sir. We're ready.
Carl, you do a great job. Keep up the good work.
All right, my friends.
Stay out of trouble. Don't speed yes. through Gainesville. Stop when the light is red,
I need
please.
The insider guide to the speed traps here.
Speed traps? There's no such thing.
No, sorry.
There's need for speed traps in Gainesville because nobody can get up past the speed limit before the next light changes.
Well, this is true.
Or pothole.
Or there's that.
Or thanks, school Greg. Zone.
Yes.
All right, on that note, 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Much more to talk about. Happy, happy Thursday, 97.3 The Sky.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark Levin. So if you're voting Democrat, you're voting for open borders, for a party that will imprison its political opponent. You're voting for a party that supports Hamas against the United States and Israel.
6 weeknights on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. It's 8:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, man, I'm going to call you out. You got a man crush on this dude that plays the character Reacher, which apparently he plays like a, you know, a bad, badass kind of guy, right?
Yep.
Alan Ritchson. Mm-hmm. And I read something on him. Didn't know anything about him, but I read something on about, like, his career. He really struggled. It was, you know, to get a decent role. Like, he thought he was going, you know, great guns from the get-go, and he was losing roles to, like, the guy that played Thor. Like, he was up for that.
Oh, right.
And it's like, well, you lost to him, Hemsworth.
Yeah.
I mean,
not
you know.
Shabby.
Yeah, don't,
not shabby.
Yeah, don't hurt. Yeah, don't be so rough on yourself. Anyway, so from what I read, it kind of makes you kind of like the guy a little bit. Now, I haven't seen the Reacher stuff.
Oh, it's
but
awesome.
But you have.
The series is amazing. He does a number of videos talking about his faith and that kind of thing. So, yeah, kind of a big fan.
Well, it's weird because Reacher, I was thinking Tom Cruise because he did play
the
same
movie,
character based on that. And
totally
it was weird
different.
Because I'm like, is he really called Reacher? Because Tom Cruise can't even reach the top shelf.
Wow.
I'll do my own sound effects.
Oh, wow.
This guy, though, looks like, apparently, he looks like the part, right?
Yeah, he put on like 40 pounds of muscle on top of what he had already to pull off this role.
But your man crush...
It's over. I'm done.
Yeah, here's one thing he did. He insulted cops basically across the country by claiming they get away with murder all the time.
Yeah. That,
really?
Like, really? Come on.
What are you, like a defund the police kind of idiot?
You're listening to the wrong people, dude.
Making it abundantly clear they won't stand for that kind of disrespect, leaders of the fraternal organization pointed out that real police officers put their lives on the line every day while the pampered Richson merely pretends to be in danger while also getting his face and forehead powdered on the set.
Whoa! Bam!
Hey, tough guy actor, huh?
Take that from the cops.
Why don't you get in the line of real fire, pal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you get...
And then he's made some comments about Trump and some Christians that support Trump. That bothers me, so, you know.
Just another useless Hollywood star. Virtue signaling. Look, his career's taken off, so he probably wants to... solidify that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not doing a good job. Oh, by the way, he managed to insult Christians, too, who support former President Donald Trump. That was the final straw,
That's
wasn't it?
That's what did
it
for me, yeah.
He said, Trump is a rapist and a con man.
Come on.
Can you get away with saying that, really? I guess because he's a public figure, the same rules don't apply.
But yet, when Donald Trump responds to someone, E. Jean Carroll... and you call her an idiot or a moron or whatever, then suddenly you're in court.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's no equity here.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's kind of. I was really looking forward to the next season, but you know, blasting the cops and then calling Trump a racist and abusing Christians for voting for him. Look, as an American, you've got an opinion. And as an American, you share your opinion with your next-door neighbor, that's fine. But when you get on your platform, because you've got one, and you say stuff that we know is not true, especially when it you're hitting a couple of categories that are
sweeping with a wide swath to say, you know, cops get away with murder in a generalized way.
You can't say that.
Don't you think that actually will put more cops in harm's way? And again, once again, it affects the public and how they feel about law enforcement and stuff like that. Yeah. And you're wrong.
Exactly.
And you're out of line.
Exactly.
And
so, I'm done.
So he's entitled to free speech. He can say these things. But when it comes back to bite you, as in like lower ratings, all of a sudden your appeal diminishes.
Yeah.
Don't come crying to us, pretty boy. All right?
Well,
don't cry to us.
It's an amazing show. He does an amazing job with it. And I was feeling very positive about him. Again, him sharing his faith and such. But once you cross the line there twice, no, I'm done.
We did mention Christianity, and there's a story out of California where they're fighting back against the city. The city's trying to remove a cross. And it starts out like this, a California Christian club, which I thought was a shillelagh.
No, not that kind of
club.
Not that kind of a club. Yeah, right.
Oh, it's like a country club, except of believers.
Right.
They're fighting to put their cross back on display after city officials used eminent domain to remove it while citing complaints of it being reminiscent of KKK cross burnings. And it's offensive to diverse communities. Really? The Albany Lions Club has maintained their majestic 28-foot cross and lit it up for Christmas and Easter holidays to send a message. The message of God's love.
Aw.
Yeah, and to also provide some level of comfort to the Christian community. It's been okay and apparently not disturbing anybody too much, going all the way back to 1971.
Oh, my goodness.
But now
it's a problem all of a sudden.
It's a problem, right?
Yeah.
We've got the, let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline. It's a brand new sponsor. That's why I took
it. Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Thanks for what they do. Let's go to Keith. You're on the air.
Yeah, just a quick comment. I caught the tail end of that, so I don't even know who you're talking about. But generally, these people will only go online and use the social platform to say these kind of things. They won't actually say it to somebody's face who might punch them in the mouth, you know, so they're cowards anyway.
Yeah, in this case, he's an actor, and he does play a tough guy called Reacher, and he beats everybody up in the in the show pretty much.
It, yeah.
And so I don't know who he had made this comment to.
It was during an interview, but I forget who with.
Oh, Hollywood Reporter.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah, he said that. He said those statements with the Hollywood Reporter, who probably is not going to punch him and probably
actually
agreed with him.
Probably most people aren't going to punch him in the mouth. Just saying.
Yeah, and for what he said, there's a lot of people in Hollywood that would probably go right along with it, even though it's not true.
Sadly so.
8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Plenty more to talk about, including day three, the big trial, the fair trial of Donald Trump. No, we're going to talk about the trial. Coming up, News Talk 97.5.
Here's what's trending on the Sky.
Iran has attacked Israel from its own sovereign territory.
The news that's trending.
Together with our partners, we defeated that attack.
Neither the region nor the world can afford more war.
Again, this is an issue that affects everybody around the world.
The news that's now.
Alejandro Mayorkas.
Senate shall have power to try all impeachments.
The news station.
Election interference by Biden.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky. When you need to know,
it's election interference by Biden.
The border right now is truly unprecedented.
Willful retention of documents.
You need the Sky everywhere.
Always on every smart speaker.
Play 97.3 The Sky.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. It is 8:34. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. One of your top stories. Well, you've got the trial day number three. They're going to try to seat more jurors on this thing. And, the question is, can Donald Trump get a fair trial in New York with a Democrat judge in a Democrat town. A Democrat weirdo, Alvin Bragg, DA.
What are they up to? 11 jurors, I think, now after... From out of 100 people or so, they've come up with 11 or something like that.
Yeah, and he's let a couple of them pass through. They clearly had a bias against Trump, but hey, you know, justice, it's malleable, right? We'll make it fit. We'll get Trump on something.
Yeah, it's kind of like the glove. We'll just make it fit.
Yep. So this poll is kind of interesting. Just over one-third, about 35% of individuals that were polled in this thing, it was an AP NORC survey that was released Tuesday, about a third, 35% of individuals believe former President Donald Trump did something overtly illegal regarding his current criminal case in New York. That's what the poll says. So if you break it down a little bit, to me, what that probably represents is, you know, that's probably your hardcore. That's more of your hardcore lefties. Not all of them, but that's a lot of them, right? Making up that 35%. So, of course, they're going to go along with it. Now, here's how they actually did break it down. Most Democrats, 62%, believe Trump did something illegal, which is interesting. So that's more than half of Democrats believe he did something illegal, but clearly almost 40% they don't think he did. They're Democrats, and they actually don't think he did anything illegal in this case. That's interesting, because if you say that MSNBC and CNN is kind of a reflection of the Democrats, or the Democrats are a reflection of what they do, I mean, this Trump, they literally said on MSNBC that Trump is a narcissistic psychopath.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
So who are these almost 40% of Democrats that are actually using their brains? And they're going, no, clearly this is all political. Democrats. Kind of shocking in a way. Now, only 6% of Republicans said that they believe Trump did something illegal. 40% said he may have acted unethically, but not illegally. Another 28% said they believe Trump did nothing wrong, and 26% said they don't know enough to say. 32% of independents believe that he acted illegally in this case. So that means that actually two-thirds of independents, they don't think he did anything wrong. That's followed by 25% who believe he acted unethically but not illegally. 15% who said he did nothing wrong, 27% who do not know enough to say.
Interesting.
But random survey, 1,200 adults, and so only 35% believe that he did something illegal.
That is interesting, because I guess because we're so close to it, we think everybody's heard it. And again, the story's been around since 2016. But I guess the reality is people don't follow this kind of thing. And when they're hearing it for the first time, they're like, well, that doesn't seem like such a big deal. And it certainly doesn't seem illegal.
I was just thinking about, you know, CNN and MSNBC and the picture that they paint of Trump as this absolute monster.
Right.
And yet still, you know, only a third of the folks polled think that he really did something illegal.
Right.
When you think about all the hardcores there are out there, it is. It's interesting. Now, we've said it before, you know, a dog bites man, not really a news story. Man bites dog, could be a news story.
Yep.
Nancy Pelosi, I mean, went back in the archives of her old, dusty Book of Lies, right?
Yeah.
She was, oof, let me blow some dust off it.
Bring it back an oldie.
Right?
Yeah.
She was on with, speaking of a golden oldie, Andrea Mitchell.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, Andrea Mitchell still has a TV show. God bless her.
Blow the dust off her.
God bless Alan Greenspan. How much money does he keep, you know, on her to keep her alive? That's why the Fed rate is so high. Just kidding. Yep. MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell reports Nancy Pelosi's on there.
Yeah.
And she had to make the statement along the lines of, Donald Trump. Palsy-walsy with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Palsy-walsy.
Let it go, people.
This is after the Mueller investigation. This is after Adam Schiff made outrageous lie after lie about we've got all the evidence.
Oh, he's
We've got
he's
all the
it.
Evidence.
He's got it. He hasn't revealed it, but he's got it.
He said it so many times, and has he even acknowledged that he was wrong and that he lied?
No.
Absolutely not.
They never do.
Pelosi said, again, another tired old line, maybe she's kind of in programmed mode because she's having difficulty coming up with new thoughts.
Yeah.
What's at stake is our democracy.
Oh, the D word.
I want to thank you for the attention that you have paid to Ukraine. It is all the things that are going, whether in Manhattan, a courtroom there, or in Gaza and the rest. So important there. The attention to Ukraine has been diminished, in my view, in the press and in our country. Nothing less is at stake than our democracy. Oh, she goes on.
Well, think about it this way. If the Dems weren't running around with all these crazy accusations and all these cases, all that would not be in the news, Nancy. It wouldn't exist.
Well, look, you cried wolf on this whole, you know, collusion thing between Trump and Russia. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So, and you lied about it, and you're even continue to use that line of thought that he's palsy-wowsy, literally, she said that, with Putin.
Right.
I mean, so how do you expect to have credit with the American people?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Same thing with, Adam, what's his face? Shifty Schiff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
They just keep putting it out there, though. And I guess there's enough people that listen and do believe it. I don't know.
But really, I mean, the headline is she's just still trying to push the Trump-Putin connection.
And there's not one.
Well, no, Mueller and, his team spent a lot of money. And they came up with nothing because there was nothing there. All right. So you got all that going on. What else we got going on?
Thanks, Nancy.
What else do Democrats do when they're not lying? Oh, they spend your money.
And that's the truth.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul. He says, yeah.
There we go.
Local yokels for Kathy Hochul.
Wow, sounds like a campaign.
Give me money because I need to spend it on migrants, newcomers, fresh new Americanas. On Monday, New York's Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul celebrated her victory of getting mostly everything she wanted in her $237 billion budget fight, including an additional $2.4 billion in spending for migrants. Billion. Wow.
That's unfathomable. How much is being spent on a lot of people? Again, this is not a racial thing or anything else, but a lot of people that just do not belong here, don't have a right to be here, shouldn't be on this side of the border, and we've got Americans in need.
It would be interesting to see expenditures like this to be efficiently and effectively audited.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And see where the money's really going, how much of it is really actually ends up helping, and how much of it is skimmed off the top, how much of it is fat, percentages taken, everybody's got their grubby hands and paws all over it. Yep. Hochul boasted that she beat politics as usual. I heard way too often, for my taste, that's always how it's been done. That's never worked for me. It never will. We had some very tough conversations for how we can change the entrenched status quo. I don't know. It sounds like you're still pretty entrenched, because if you say that's always how it's been done, that's exactly what you're doing, Governor Hochul.
Spending money don't have.
You're spending money. You're thinking, throw money and expand the size of government to address a problem.
Yep.
That sounds very status quo to me. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline. And Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, I had an epiphany after yesterday's show, and one of your callers was going on about how Biden and Pelosi were Catholics. No, they identify as Catholics, like Leah Thomas identifies as a man. They identify for whatever they want to get over politically, and it's all nonsense, and it's all BS, and it seems like a lot of people buy into it. But when you're a fraud, you can identify as anything. It doesn't really show what you really are deep down. Anyway, guys, I thought I'd throw that out to you. Have a great morning.
Yeah, you do the same. fraud, deceitfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how often do they not tell you the truth? Because if they were honest with you, you wouldn't support their positions on so many things.
No, no.
They tell you what you want to hear. Yeah, very deceitful. Deception.
Satan. Same.
Yeah?
Yep.
It's 8:45. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Plenty more to talk about. Oh, thanks for helping out the illegal aliens. One of them may have just killed a Democrat advisor.
Oh.
Details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Now, this $1 billion in Palestinian aid, where did that money go?
3 weekdays.
It went towards building terror tunnels and buying munitions so they could kill Israelis.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Joe Biden been very, very good to battery-operated automobile companies.
Yeah.
Details on that coming up in just a minute. It's 8:49. Thanks for tuning in to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And an illegal alien now accused of killing a senior advisor to Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, out of Nevada. This was a fatal hit-and-run car crash. Yeah, Elmer Aruda Linares, an 18-year-old illegal alien, been arrested by the sheriff's office. They're charged with the death of 38-year-old Kurt Engelhart, a father and a state senior advisor to Cortez Masto. On April the 6th, police alleged that Ruta Linares was driving when he crashed into Engelhart and then fled the scene. Police arrived, Ruta Linares was nowhere to be found, while Engelhart was found dead inside his vehicle. Now, the illegal was initially charged with felony hit and run, but that change has been downgraded to a single charge of failing to stop the scene of an accident.
What? You've killed somebody.
How could it not be a felony hit and run?
Got to be one of those wackadoodle lefty DAs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wednesday, the Reno Gazette-Journal revealed that Ruta Linares is an illegal alien who recently arrived at the United States border and was released into the nation's interior. Why?
Of course.
Could go wrong?
Yeah,
well,
right.
He could kill somebody that's a father and then flee the scene. I don't know the situation. If he would have stayed at the scene, could he have rendered some help?
Possibly, just the fact that now it's an additional charge, or should be, that you left the scene of an accident that you caused.
Yep.
Unreal. This is so messed up.
Yep. So, the same,
Wow.
And anyway, this is sad, and here's the point I guess we're trying to make. And Greg pointed this out a long time ago. We could do a story like that literally every day.
Yep.
Probably
more
few.
Than one now, yeah. It's because it's on the rise, and we hear it more and more.
But don't worry, the border's going to be secure because they found out that Mayorkas wasn't doing his job. Oh, no, wait, that's over, too.
Yeah, that's just a difference of opinion on policy, Bob.
Yeah, that's what they said, isn't
it? Policy.
It's just a policy thing. Senate Democrats voted unanimously to not shut down the border, but shut down the Senate trial of President Joe Biden's impeached Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. The first vote of 51 Democrats to 48 Republicans, with one non-voting Republican senator, who is that thing from Alaska. What's her name? Murkowski or whatever? Yeah, she was the... I'm here, but I'm not voting.
Oh, yeah. Right.
The House's articles of impeachment charged Mayorkas with the willful and systematic refusal to comply with the law.
Okay.
Including Congress's law that asylum seekers be detained until their legal claims are completed.
That's not happening, is it?
Absolutely not. Now, during the Trump administration, he had the wait in Mexico policy.
Yep.
The vote was delayed while Republican senators proposed motions to extend the trial period. Each proposal was defeated with a party line score of 51-49. Immediately after the vote, Schumer proposed a vote to take down the second article of impeachment, which said that Mayorkas lied to Congress about border security or a breach of public trust. It is a felony, Senator John Kennedy, the Republican out of Louisiana, said as he proposed a motion to delay the vote. Yeah. And wow. It was Congresswoman Kat Kamick that said he lied to her straight-faced, under oath.
Oh, yeah. Several times.
Yeah.
Yep. Doesn't care.
Mayorkas has repeatedly explained that he supports more migration because of his immigrant parents, his sympathy for migrants, and his support for equity between Americans and foreigners. That's it.
That nails it. Don't forget that quote, Bob.
America is too rich. America is doing too well. Mm-hmm. Let's even the playing field. Let's bring in a bunch of people that may have difficulty with the language, and they'll flood the market with low-paying jobs, and eventually the standard of living for all Americans will go down.
Yeah.
It's a way to punish. That's what they believe in equity, is by punishing America and Americans because we've done well. Mm-hmm. You know, you should be ashamed of yourselves doing so well. Yep. That really is the mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, don't you feel guilty? Don't you feel guilty that you're doing so well? I'm supposed to feel guilty because I've been fortunate enough to be born here, and I should feel guilty about it? And by the way, we offer a lot of opportunities to millions of people legally.
Mm-hmm. But somehow we're supposed to provide it to the world, for anybody who wants in. Well, that's not feasible, Mayorkas. It's not feasible.
Well, it has been so far. And they just add the money they're spending on the illegals. Just add it to the debt. Just keep printing money. Dollar will be worthless before too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also, Mayorkas, justifies his welcome for migrants by saying his priorities are above the law.
And what?
Yeah.
His priorities are above the law?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he just basically said he was guilty of what they're saying he's guilty of.
Yes.
That's not policy.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, he says the needs of U.S. business are paramount, regardless of the cost to ordinary Americans. What? He's trying to utilize a pro-business stance in some way.
Yeah.
And regardless of the cost to ordinary Americans.
Again, priority being put on people from everywhere else over tax-paying Americans.
Wow. Chip Roy put out something, and he's part of the more conservative folks.
He's a Texan.
These are the faces of Americans who lost their lives at the hands of criminal illegal aliens who are allowed to roam our country under Joe Biden. The wow. same administration would want nothing more than to get rid of voter ID so these illegals can vote.
Yep.
Yep.
Nailed it.
Mayorkas.
Yep. Man.
Americans have it too good. It's not fair.
And he can go above the law for equity.
All right, 9 o'clock stretch is coming up, and as part of that, we're going to have a special guest on, Joel Searby, and he's a parent and part of Newberry First, and we're going to talk to him about what's going on in Newberry and charter schools next.
Misinformation, whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need the Sky to cut through the static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.